The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie for Diablo Power Tool Accessories. Lead, never follow. DiabloTools.com.au.
Happy Monday, Adelaide. Great to have your company, family. A big 2 hours to come here on the Rush Hour. We try and dissect what the hell went wrong out at Port Adelaide. Oh, I don't know about this town, Jars. I don't know about these football clubs always trying to outdo each other. The Crows first missed the finals, then Port say, no, I can one-up you and go one better and gas ourselves at the MCG and get beaten by 50-odd points by Collingwood with finals on the line.
I'm with you, Luke.
As I welcome you, great man, to what should be a very, very interesting Monday on the show.
G'day, Louis. G'day, Adelaide. Nice to be here. Nice to be back. And we're getting into the old finals type atmosphere, aren't we, Lulu? Not far away.
Not that you would know it in this town, given the fact that our two teams are dead and buried. But the grass will be cut very soon, and it will waffle through the air into the nasal passengers. That right there is the death march for the death of football 2018.
Wow.
At the elite level
in South Australia.
Done. Done. Now it's up to you and your mates on a Friday night in an EJ Witten game to save us all.
I'll be ready. Me boots blew up too on the weekend.
There was questions asked on Melbourne Radio about your condition.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
Did you tell them?
I didn't have a chance because obviously it was done, but I said they've probably picked on the wrong guy because would suggest that those don't know that shredding's been happening in the background. 1-3-3-5-3 Port fans. Where to from here?
Wow.
All right, where to from here? What needs to change at Port Adelaide?
I think a fair bit.
11-4 and flying. Then all of a sudden,
it's just fallen apart after the Fremantle game. The Fremantle game have collapsed since
And on the weekend, it was probably a great metaphor for the year to capitulate in that final term. Jones, want to talk about that next.
Yes,
so 1-3-3-5-3 Port fans.
Yep.
Love to get the vibe of where you're at the moment and what you think needs to happen at your football club. Round of Music is back.
Okay.
That is going to be absolutely outstanding. Sammy Jacobs will join us from the Adelaide Crows.
The big Red Baron.
Get yourselves ready for flying helicopters and cars. We are becoming the Jetson state.
I'm excited.
I am really excited about this. I tell you what, Elroy, I might have to change the name of the show.
Could I, you know, Sonny? Was it Sonny from Skippy?
Yes.
It was the chopper pilot.
Not Sonny.
No, it was the, that's me. That's going to be me. I'm going to invest.
What?
Jerry.
Jerry.
I'm Jerry from Skip.
You wouldn't have.
Because he was a chopper pilot.
Yeah, he's probably more of a ranger slash chopper pilot.
Well, these new, with this type of equipment coming in, I'm going to be ready. Or you just press a button and take you to the next destination.
Well, man, it's all basically flown by drone, so you just get in there.
And then just...
It's automatic and tell them where you want to go.
All the helipads.
It's the Uber of the sky.
So, how exciting. So you and I, if we want to go and have a froth, we'll just order our little helipad.
A little flying machine.
There'll
be one just around the corner.
Bang,
we'll walk up to it.
Yep.
We'll go upstairs and we've booked it. And I'll say, this little flying machine's for Jarman and Lewis. Yeah,
lovely. Yeah. Lovely.
Exactly.
How exciting.
I mean, anything to take our mind off the football.
We've got a big show. Wait.
Round of Music. Plenty happening in the world of football. The Demons are qualified for the finals for the first time in 12 years. We've got a driving Miss Daisy moment. Apparently that happened across the weekend. Someone on this show thinks they own a town car and have a driver.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. Rush Hour with Charles and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
Spotlight well and truly firmly on Port Adelaide and their disappointing real
performance on the weekend.
Just a horrendous finish to the season, to be honest, and need a miracle. Need the Gold Coast Suns to beat Geelong in Geelong to have any chance of making the finals. Of course, they've got to beat Essendon on Friday night to
prime time.
That even happen. So, Port fans, want to get your thoughts on what needs to change. You and I just had a really good chat in the break then. Are they a good side? And because everyone goes, there's so much talent there. And it's sort of, I just wrote down, are they a good side or are they a good side on paper?
I think they might be probably a better side on paper.
Because when you go through the list, good player, good player, good player. But the actuality is, especially over the last near 2 months, you go, well, how many have lived up to their reputation? There's probably only about three.
I got slapped about 6-7 weeks ago when I said Port will slide, even though they were sitting fourth.
You tipped them. You actually said they were going to miss.
Because, I was looking ahead, seeing what was happening with this football side and watched them very closely. I've said all along, they've got three gun players, Polak, Robbie Gray and Paddy Ryder, all fit when fit. There's too much reliance on Robbie Gray and Polak. And the rest, they just drop off. Good average players at best.
All right. Kenny Hinckley here on the disappointing loss to Pies.
Yeah, it was really disappointing. With so much a gain there to play for in that last quarter. Collingwood just kept applying the pressure and they kept turning the heat up and we were unable to go with them at any stage in the last quarter. We probably hung in as best we could. It's probably the best description I can give you because we didn't look convincing at any stage. They just kept hunting us and we kept feeling their hunt.
It was emphatic, the nature of it, the collapse, and it sort of mirrored really what has taken place in the last 5 or 6 weeks. Yeah. I know they've had some tough, tight losses, but they should never have been in this situation, Joe. No. Should have had
not
this,
at all.
Should have had finals locked away weeks ago.
Correct.
And playing with a completely different mindset, and have only got themselves to blame. Kenny, on how he views the season?
Ask me after the whenever we finish playing, and I'll answer that question how I'll view the season. At the moment, there's too much still in the season to play for, so it's not an answer that I've got for you today. I don't want to think about that just at the moment. I want to think about playing finals still. I want to challenge the opportunity to play finals still. But you know, currently, as we sit here today, it's feeling a pretty hollow, empty feeling about it.
And it might even get worse come this time next week if they certainly do miss the finals, as expected.
Top four, 11-4, right?
Yep.
Back, they were top four, they were 11-4. How in the hell have they messed it all up? 1-6, they've had a soft draw.
Yep.
Just be honest. They've had a bloody damn good draw. Yeah, okay, they've copped a couple of injuries, but every club's copped it.
They played a
team
on the weekend.
So that's just an excuse, so let's not use that.
No.
End of the day, they're good players, they're senior players, and obviously there's been criticism to their leadership group, have not stood up in this last month. Last six, 7 weeks.
And the other one too that has come late in this last month is list profile. A lot of blokes being of similar nature and not enough complementing each other and the right balance and haven't been able to get the right mix of the inside-out balance because the style has certainly been different this year, especially the last 6 or 7 weeks. Let's get to the phones.
Greg of Cumberland Park. G'day, Greg.
How you going, guys?
What needs to change,
what
Greg?
Needs to change,
how are you
mate?
Feeling?
What needs to change? Rightio, without Westhoff, we might have only won about 5 of those 11 for a start because he stopped so many balls getting down into the forward line for the opposition. Like you said, you've only got 3 players, and that's Ryder playing with a bloody crook back or whatever he's got. And you've just got too many passengers. Pollock won't be there next year. He's going to North Melbourne, and Port Adelaide needs to get rid of the clowns they've got. Some of those guys they've got coaching are bloody useless. They don't make moves. There's no opposition changes. Clarkson made 20 changes in the last 3 weeks, if you go through the list, and he ended up winning games. You can't win games if you don't make positional changes when you're getting beaten.
Thanks, Greggy.
Good passion, mate. Thank you, mate. Rob from Paraka. G'day, Rob. He's done a runner on us. Absolutely.
Just get into Twitter. They are defensive because they are scared to go forward. We play long bombs into Charlie, sometimes 3-on-1. Yeah, absolutely no game plan, JM.
JM, yep.
A lot of people suggesting this is a good thing. And Dave Cruel Devil, nothing. I like the way they are going because he doesn't barrack for it. And Mickey Dye says, who cares? Because the Ds have finally made the finals for the first time in 12 years. Get the calls coming through, 1-3-3-5-3.
Yep.
Joe.
Beautiful. Yeah, we'll take some more in a few moments.
And also, we'll get the thoughts of Warren Gary Treadray.
He'd be filthy, Lee.
Port Skipper on where things need to
he'd
go.
He'd be filthy again.
All right. Port Adelaide tricks. Under the microscope on the rush hour.
Changes. Your calls after this at Triple M.
Port Adelaide, they need a miracle on Hindley Street to play finals this year, Jazz.
Yep.
They certainly do. They need Geelong to beat the Gold Coast Suns, and they've also got to beat a very good Essendon side on Friday night just to even be in the equation. Just asking Port fans how they're feeling and what needs to change. Mm-hmm. Plenty of calls coming through, mate. Let's get there.
Yeah, Les of Hallett Cove. G'day, Les.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How are you?
Good, Les. You disappointed with some players?
Oh, absolutely, mate. Gutted. Gutted after the second half of the season.
Which ones, Les?
For mine, it's Travis Boak. He's the captain.
Yep.
And pretty much for the second half of the year, hasn't been able to hit a target by hand or by foot. You know, we're getting beaten heavily in the clearances out of the middle. And he's the man, you know. At the end of the day, he's the one that leads the team.
Yeah, well, we spoke at length last week. That
about the leadership group.
They were too happy to label it the leadership group out there as opposed to a skipper. Whereas you go across to Adelaide, it's Tex.
It's always Tex.
It's individualised. So, yeah. I think he had a few mates, Trav, that weren't
good on you, Les. Stay strong, mate. Rob of Paraka. G'day, Rob.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Okay, good, what Robbie. Needs to change down at Port Adelaide?
Well, firstly, you know, I think there's some boys there getting paid too much money and not performing. I mean, gee, if I perform the way that they've been performing this year with my box, I wouldn't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
End of story. Now, you know, you can make all of the excuses. You know, they've had a tough patch and stuff like that. But I said to my missus when we played Hawthorn and lost by 3 points, I said, there's our season gone.
You must be gutted, Rob. You must be gutted. Like, you know, 7 weeks ago you were fourth, going well. You had Fremantle. That was an absolute shoe-in. And 11-4, home and away, and you're thinking, wow, well, here we come, double chance, look out. And then 7 weeks later, it's all falling apart.
Hey, Darce, I've been a member, a paid-up member, and going to every game since we've been going. And, you know, like, I've done my bit. How about them doing their bit for me?
Thanks, Robbie. We'll keep on moving.
Alex of Seaton. G'day, Alex.
Hey, mate. How you going?
You've got a different tact here, Alex. Not so much the coaching staff.
Yeah, well, I see a bit on social media how people try to say, let's axe Ken Inkley, let's axe him. But look at the passion he's got for the club. You know, when they won that Crows game, like, you could see he's got pure love for the club. He really wants to win. And so, you can't blame the coach. Maybe it's the staff around him. Like, who's the kicking coach? Like, bring back Schultz to teach him how to kick, like the Deadeye. Like, some of the set shot kicks are just shocking. It would have to be one of the lowest set shot kicking teams in the AFL. Like, we're just all about kicking it still wide to the wing.
You don't have a skills coach, Alex. Crummers. You don't have a skills coach down there.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what I mean. It's terrible. So, like, Ken Hinckley, obviously he's the coach's game plan, but he can't teach skills. He employs people around him to teach those abilities, and it's just not happening. It's just really poor foot skills, the basics, what we aren't getting right. So, yeah, it's just really bad. But apart from that, Westhoff are best and fairest, surely.
Yeah, he's had a good year, the Hoff. Thank you, Alex.
Good on you, Alex. Another Alex from Westbourne Park. G'day, mate.
Hey, g'day, boys. How you going?
Good, good.
Just a quick one. Powell Pepper, with him not being dropped in the last two games, if they had him in the side, would they perform better? Not last week against Collingwood, but the 2 weeks before.
So he's missed one, and that was the second
one. Yeah, well, that one
there. Yeah. So on the weekend, but when he went out of the side, he was averaging 11 touches a game and looking really
and
fatigued.
Was
a bit surprised that maybe he didn't come back in on the weekend, but clearly they didn't think he was up to it.
Well, the other one is, I reckon they need backup for Paddy Ryder. They need a backup ruckman of sorts.
Yeah, absolutely.
They got nothing once he's gone.
Yep.
And two, Chaddy Wingard this year couldn't get a kick in the forward line, so they played in the centre.
Yep.
Or on the ball to get some touch. Mm. They've got nobody kicking goals for you.
Yeah, no, they've got to work out. A lot of people going on record are saying you work out, is he a midfielder or a forward?
Where do you think he plays his best?
Well, look, he struggled all year up forward, went into the midfield.
Well, because delivery doesn't help.
Yeah, no, absolutely, the way they go about it. But no, he's like Robbie Gray. Robbie's a 60-40 in my eyes, 60% in the forward line, 40% on ball.
Yep.
And I reckon Chad's a pretty much similar as well, maybe 70-30.
Yeah.
Because I like the idea of Chad when things need changing, him going in there. And then some days, depending on matchups and things,
need
mix him up a bit. But, I mean, Chad Wingard every year should be kicking 30 goals.
Yeah.
Bare minimum. Mm. And Robbie Gray should be kicking 40.
Mm.
All right? Bare minimum.
There's your 70 plus.
On top. And then out of all of that, and the key again is, it's what is the right balance?
Mm.
A lot of people asking that question. You've got a lot of inside mids.
Yeah.
Don't have a lot
too many inside mids, I reckon.
Yeah, have we got enough speed on the outside? And with Pollack potentially leaving, you got Jasper Pittard back in the side when the reality was people were saying, well, Jasper's probably done because Riley Bonner was coming on, but Riley Bonner went backwards.
Mm.
So how's the development looking out there?
Yeah.
You've got to eye off all this sort of stuff. I just want to leave you with one final word, and that's from Warren Gary Treadray, the former skipper of Port Adelaide. He sums it up pretty succinctly and puts a big exclamation mark on the end of it, how bad Port have been.
I've done some sums, boys. The only team in the last 13 years to go from 11-4 to miss the finals. The only other one doing that is Essendon, but they got done for drugs. So it's fair to say Port Adelaide have only got themselves to blame, and I think they need a deep-seated review to look at their footy club and work out where they've gone right and wrong.
That's Warren Treadray on the Rush Hour. We've got the quiz with no name coming up in a few moments. $1,000 thanks to Automasters. Give us a call right now, 1-333-53. The Rush Hour with Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
The Rush Hour.
This is a music show.
As the crowd roars, music is spot.
The round of music.
Music to my bang, bang, bang ears.
Oh, stand up, everybody, if you can. Sort of just freewheel it. from here on in. This is where we describe events and situations through song, and it's just one of our favourite segments of all time. Go, Juice.
Fremantle Football Club got built by 133 points.
Three goals in a row. Geelong kicked. Ross Lyon was a bit cranky as well.
He was too.
Have you just hurt yourself out there dancing?
My left knee just clicked.
Oh dear. It's a DRI, a dancing related injury.
7 weeks ago, they were top four.
Yep.
Right. Life was rosy for this football club.
It was.
Not anymore. Another one bites the dust. Port Adelaide Footy Club.
Yeah. Who would have guessed?
26 races in a row, Lou, and she's loved by all.
Mm.
And this is for her. You're sampling the best.
Yeah. Better than all the rest. Sing it, Tina. I mean, the hair's the same, isn't it?
The winks, isn't she beautiful? He soared at Adelaide Oval. Lulu, you were there calling for Triple M football. Little Eduardo.
He tries to get it to the top of the square. At the back, big fly! I believe I can fly. He's dragged it down, Eddie Betts. I believe I can touch the sky. Eddie Betts, a brilliant fly. Every night he has raked it a beauty.
There you go, Lulu.
Keep that one for when he might be on the trade table at the end of the year.
What have you got, Ty?
You've been awfully quiet, Eduardo. Oh, Melbourne.
Come on.
Celebrating so much so that the great Neil Danaher even took to Twitter to say, well, come on, Dees. First time in 12 years they have made the finals. That's where you found me. When you put your arms around me,
I haven't been there for the longest time.
Sing it, Billy. You do the deep part, Jas. For the longest time. All right, the Crows had a great second half of the year, but the reality is. I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
Doesn't
anymore. That's enough of that. Social media is a wonderful thing and can come back to bite you right on the freckle big time. Port fans on a bus, have a listen to a song they were singing just 2 weeks ago. The Crows are going in a September holiday.
September holiday. Oh, no.
September holiday.
The Crows
are going in a September holiday. Really catches you.
Yeah.
September
holiday. Wow.
September. Looking forward to the re-release of that with Port.
Port
in there.
Fans, on
bit,
the bus.
A big thank you to Shit Adelaide too. Thank you for that one. All right, this one at the football club this morning. Port boys rolled in.
Oh no!
They gathered around Jared Pollock and they started singing this. Baby, don't go.
Is that Pokey League? Sounds like Pokey.
North Melbourne.
Don't know who was on the skins. I think Big Chuck might have been on base. Playing the crutch, I think. With a bit of beat. And finish it off. I've got to go back to the Swannies. Written off just 3 weeks ago.
They were too.
And one man, and one man alone, has been able to get the show back in town. Yep. Let's just get out on this. She's a super freak. Super freak. She's super freaking. Buddy Franklin.
Go, bud.
Get on board. Can we go back and just have a little bit more of the boy singing to Jared Pollock, please?
That's baking.
See, I was more angling for a bit of KC and Sunshine Band.
That's what I thought too.
That's what. That really heartfelt, imploring him not to go, pouring out the heart and emotion
there you go.
That they don't show on the field.
Well played, Caro.
All right, that is the end of music.
The tyre and wheel specialists.
It's the only way you'll get them. All right, Melbourne into the finals for the first time in 12 years. Right. Skipper Nate Jones. There was very elated scenes over in the West. Big win against the West Coast Eagles. Here's the skipper talking about potentially getting, and I say potentially injuring, the monkey off the back.
Oh, wow.
It's huge for the group, huge for the footy club. You know, it's a hoodoo or a hurdle that we've got over that, now you move forward and I'm bloody proud of that. And, hopefully that's the monkey off the back.
Wow.
Have they got the Giants next week? as well. So to be able to posture for a little home final number there, Jars, to get yourself organised and in. But that is a big game of footy. But well done to the Demons.
Yeah, and Jack Viney will be available for the first final, led to believe.
And I reckon we got a glimpse of the real West Coast without Gaff.
Oh, didn't we?
Not good.
No.
Not good on the bigger decks.
On the outside. Yep. No, not good at all.
Still waiting for the Jackal to phone through and apologise to Nathan Buckley, who has been on his hit list all year. Bucks, still a chance, unbelievable, the Pies, if all things go their way, could steal second spot if Brisbane would upset the West Coast in Brisbane next week. And they notoriously don't play well up there, the West Coast.
That's a big chance for the Brisbane Lions.
So Bucks could find himself with a home final.
No way.
At the MCG and the double chance.
Oh, no. And the Jackal had him in the gun for nearly 2.5 years.
Because he went 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th.
Oh, no.
he got to be great if he could call through to the show and ask for the Jackal. All right. Used to be Mad Mick Malthouse on a Monday. Now it's Rossi Lyon. Of course, Freo, kicked the first three against the Cats. And then conceded the next 23. Yeah, that's right. Conceded the next 23. Demolition. Didn't kick a goal after early in the first quarter. Rossi Lyon was asked a question. So I'm not sure of the exact wording, but something about how quickly the rebuild will take place.
Do you look around and see it's been done in 2 years anyway? Is that a yes or a no?
Well, yeah, in terms of...
Done it in 2 years. Two years.
Not the overall.
No, how long?
Not a few years.
What's a few?
3 or 4.
Who's done anything through?
You don't know?
That's okay. So what I'm saying is, so it's probably inappropriate for you to be able to answer the question too.
Hawthorne did.
Well, it's classic Rossi, isn't it?
That journalist should have said, well, what about Clarko, Ross?
Potentially the Hawks, but no one else has bottomed out. The good sides haven't bottomed out. No. That's the thing.
But they've been dishing up this rubbish for 3 years now. Fremantle.
I mean, if you want to get fed income about it, I think you'd get the integrity unit over there just to have a look at what happened on the weekend and just go down to Geelong.
I couldn't believe it.
I mean, there is chalk figures all over.
Did Polly Farmer play against Freo on the weekend and Sam Newman? Were they running around with Neville Bruns and these blokes? Anyone would have got a kick against Freo, said they?
Buddha had 35 and 15 bounces.
Was there. Yeah. And his brother in a back pocket, Steve?
Senior. Jagged a couple.
Did he? Yeah. I heard the stadium's erupted.
Bill Brownless.
Oh, no.
Barry Stone. Scratch O'Neill. They were all there.
I heard that.
I even heard at halftime Brian Peake flew in on a helicopter. I'm telling you right now. And they even called it. At one point, the ground announcer called it Cadinia Park.
I thought Bartell was coming out of a back pocket when I had the TV on. Anyway.
Honestly, fair dinkum, you would have thought that Fremantle had an under-18 team in. That's how bad they were on the weekend.
Very disappointing.
The Hawks nearly blew it, Jars, but they didn't. They just got the job against the Saints, and it just sets up a mouth-watering clash against the Swannies next Saturday night.
Wow.
Winner take all, top four. Clarko, he's done it again.
Yeah, he's a magician. He's ahead of his time, Lou. I think Ross Lyon needs to have a go and have a coffee with old Clarko. How are you doing? How are you doing?
Well, there is talk that Carlton should headhunt
Ross
Lyon.
No, Lou.
Why would you be chasing Rossi Lyon at the moment?
No.
You know, he's doing deals on the side anyhow. He normally does. So
Clarko's a genius. And they'll get a couple more back too, won't they, from injury?
Yeah. Sicily. There's a fair bit of talk. That's where a lot of the Port and Adelaide players have got their end-of-year trips too.
Where to?
Sicily. Been very busy at the travel agencies today.
Sam Jacobs coming up in the second half of the Rush Hour on Triple M.
The ladder. The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie. Leaders in whatever happens next. Diablo Power Tool Accessories. World leaders in recip and circular saw blades. DiabloTools.com.au.
Dale Lewis and Andrew Jarman. The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie. Made in Adelaide for Adelaide.
Great to have your company, Adelaide. A big second hour to come here on the Rush Hour. We've got Treaders, we've got Big Sammy Jacobs, not far away from the Adelaide Crows. Going to ask him what it's like being a stepladder to Eduardo Betts.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the Jetsons are coming to town, the futuristic nature of what Adelaide could be in just 5 years.
Wow.
Going to wait to see what's going to happen there.
Can you purchase your own? Or they'll just make us like a cab service.
It's Uber who are behind it. Obviously, you can't purchase your own.
I'm just asking the question.
And the idea being, I think I speak on behalf of Adelaide, that you're in charge of some kind of airborne aircraft.
Yeah, but I'll keep low.
It's not ideal. That's probably the thing. Keep low.
At least I'm off the road.
Same height of the buildings. I'd prefer you on the road where airbags
can save. Because that's where we're going. No more vehicles on the road.
Yeah, we're trying to beat congestion. Years. Save your powder. That discussion is coming. I was just trying to think of a worst case scenario of having to rely on the Gold Coast Suns to win a game of football for you to play in the finals, a la Port Adelaide. Port are relying on a team that has won just four games this year. Last victory round 18 against the Swans. Massive surprise win against Sydney up at the SCG. They won three of their first five.
Under Stewie.
Right. And since then have averaged losing margin somewhere in the vicinity of 50-odd points.
Oh, wow.
And they go down to what is possibly the greatest home ground advantage that exists in the AFL today. And that is GMHBA, whatever you want to call it, stadium.
They've got no hope.
So how can we incentivise this for the Suns boys? Is it new surfboards all round?
Maybe. Panel van?
Is it,
we used to make panel vans in?
The old shag and wagon?
For
the boys for the Gold Coast? Could it be simply some new footies? They might, we'll buy them a footy each. If we can put up a good fight and win down there for us, Or do we go the other way from Port Adelaide perspective? And do we do what they did to Farlap over in the great US of A?
You want to juice them up.
Do we nobble the cats? I'm trying to help here.
Yeah, I know you are.
Because we don't want it to be a waste of season on two fronts.
Because
Adelaide have already let us down, and now Port Adelaide are about to let us down.
And the city's flat.
Yeah, flat as pancakes.
You mentioned it off air, it's flat.
I mean, when that smell of September rolls around,
we're up.
Honestly, no one's up because there's nothing on.
Nah.
At the elite level.
Okay, my nostrils haven't even flared.
Yeah. Current mood.
There you go.
This.
Yeah. Mm.
Football in SA.
Yeah.
Down the toilet in 2018.
We've got Sanford and Glenelg going, but they won't make the five.
I have contacts on the West Coast.
You do, don't you?
Down
You're connected.
There, down at Geelong. We
is that with Billy Brownless?
The unofficial mayor is a part of the family. Brownless.
Oh yeah, William.
We could
Mudguts.
Use him as the Trojan horse. There are ways, people.
Yes.
Don't give up yet. I mean, Porter.
Yes.
Porter famous for anything, Jars.
I know, Luke.
It's backs against the wall.
Yes.
Doing slightly dodgy Trench stuff
warfare.
Under pressure.
I like
you with
it.
Me?
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Kenny, send a forward scout group.
Go
send
Ken.
Them down there.
Yeah.
Just work out where we're at. I mean, the Scott boys, they're gullible.
They are too.
They're really gullible.
Yeah.
Selwood, Dangerfield.
Yeah.
I mean, he's out surfing.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, just take his little shark protector off his leg rope.
Little Gaz.
You know?
Where's little Gaz at the minute?
Gaz.
Yeah.
I mean, he has to be 110% to play.
He does too.
Just bump into him in the street.
That's
give
it.
Give a little call.
That's it.
He won't play.
He won't know.
Tom Hawkins.
Big Thomas.
Put a man on him for
just for
once.
A change.
For once.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
I mean, grow a beard. Look rough when you get down there. Just go to you.
I like it.
Growth up.
Great.
Something.
Yeah.
Help us to help you, as Jerry Maguire said.
To help our state.
To help Port Adelaide.
Oh.
To help football.
All right. Who's up next?
Oh, help us.
A red baron.
The stepladder himself. Big Sammy Jacobs. A member of the Inner Sanctum.
Text tomorrow morning, 10 past 7, with Roo and Ditz for breakfast. That's Taylor Walker. You got the Rush Hour now with Jars and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
He's one of our favourites.
Oh,
we love him dearly. It's the one and only Big Sammy Sauce Jacobs. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Sauce.
Good afternoon, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Champ.
Great to chat. We'll talk about the game in a moment, Sauce. I need to play you something from last week. It'd be fair to say you're beloved on this show, and you and Jars have got a great relationship. I didn't realise it was this serious that the exchanging of rings wasn't too far away, but Jars included you on his Powerball list last week. Have a listen to this, mate.
I'll probably make a contribution to Big Sauce Jacobs.
The Big Sauce?
Yeah. Give him a mill for the farm.
Yep.
All right, because they're doing it tough.
Yeah.
All right, so Big Sammy.
So it's good to know he's got your back, Sauce.
Thank you very much, Jars. I did hear that, actually, so I'm very humbled. It's great
boy.
To have the support.
Yeah, the sad part of the story is he didn't win.
We didn't win at Sauce.
That's all right. We'll try again.
Nah, the thoughts there.
Mate, it was a pulsating finish yesterday, which you guys were able to get out on top, thanks to Eduardo Betts using you as a stepladder. But, gee, it must have been nervous times there. It was flying around that last quarter. They went through the gears big time.
Yeah, absolutely. We had that sort of, I guess, comfortable sort of lead for the majority of the game around that sort of 3, 4, 5 goals. And I think there's about 10 minutes left and we're in a pretty strong position. But then all of a sudden, the Kangaroos, like you said, they just got going. They obviously had nothing to lose. They started moving the ball really quickly. And, unfortunately lost Tom Duday, which sort of left us a key defender short. And Jared Waite sort of got on fire a little bit. Mm-hmm. But thankfully we're able to get there and hold on.
Mate, you've been carrying our rucks for 5 or 6, 7 years now, and obviously it's nearly one more game to go, and that's it. The boys put this season away. What needs to change over pre-season? What can you see happening? Obviously, the club's come out and said that they're recommitting to all the positions again next year, backing in all their support staff. What do you think needs to change?
I guess, you know, in terms of all the footy admin stuff, you know, I don't get too involved in that. But I guess from a playing group perspective, you know, we're really comfortable and really confident with the players that we've got going forward. We'll get the job done. I think we've had a fantastic year in signing a lot of our key players, you know, Sloane, Smith, Laird, all these types to name a few. But, you know, as a playing group, you know, we're really excited to come back this pre-season, you know, rejuvenate. It was really hard last year. It was obviously new areas, losing a grand final. But, you know, we feel we're in a strong position going forward, and that we just need to sort of create the momentum from pre-season and get going early.
You know, the media are always looking for angle source to break a story. Just then you mentioned some of the big signings, Sloane, Smith and Laird, but you left out fellow Red Baron, Tom Lynch, who was one of the key signings.
No.
I think there may be a...
Oh, no.
Maybe your leadership's built.
And also my one of my boys in the midfield, Matty Crouch.
I know. Oh, it's hard to get them all. Just play you that highlight again, and you can talk us through how it felt from your angle. Eddie Betts' big screamer. Here it is.
At the back, big fly. He's dragged it down, Eddie Betts. Eddie Betts, a brilliant fly. He has raked it a beauty.
I've been in a few of those situations, Sauce. It's not nice when you get in the poster.
Unfortunately, so am I. I mean, I remember Daniel Motlop, your boy Charles, took one on me, and it was replayed as a Hungry Jacks ad for years. And I think that one might be pretty soon. I think he might be a chance for Mark of the Year. And thankfully, I wasn't on my own, and Toddy Goldstein was right there next to me.
And the flip is that it was a great photo getting around on the Adelaide website too, I think on Twitter, what it looks like to drop a car, Paul Seedsman style.
Mate, he's absolutely filthy too. He's still carrying it today at the club.
On Magic Door, nonetheless, jumped over him.
Did he?
What, I was on the other side of the ground. That's as high as I've seen someone go live, I reckon. It was massive. Rare FOCDO up there, I think.
Mate, how have you found your form? Because you've been criticised a fair bit the second half of the year. We know you won't make excuses for your performances. How have you seen your year physically and mentally, Sauce?
Oh, probably patchy, to be honest, Giles. I think, you know, it's obviously really tough through the middle part of the year. You know, we're missing, you know, key personnel, which obviously puts a lot more pressure onto the guys who have played, you know, I guess a lot more footy. And, you know, I was one of them and we weren't able to stand up. So, probably consistency is probably the one thing I've been trying to chase this year, which I haven't got to a level. So, you know, I was able to play a strong game, you know, a couple of weeks ago against Paddy and Nick Nat and all these sort of guys. But then I've been beaten pretty convincingly by, you know, Max Gorn and Brody Grundy at times. So to be able to compete with those real top cream players, I need to make sure I come back next year, you know, in a good headspace, good physically, and really take them on.
Sauce, you must take great delight, though, that this September is going to be built around the Battle of the Big Men. We've got some great ruckmen, and it's never been a better bunch, I reckon, in the last probably 10 or 15 years, even 20 years, of just A-grade ruckmen getting around.
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, even that, you know, everyone says the competition's so even, and the rucks as well. You know, every week you're coming up against, you know, there's no kids anymore, I guess, that you can sort of lick your lips on anymore. There's a lot of real high quality development ruck come through, so and I just love the variety as well. You know, you've got so many different types as well that and they're all finding different ways to contribute. So it is disappointing not to be a part of it, as you know, you love performing in September, and to be able to perform against these good ruckmen at the right time of the year is obviously what we play for.
So I suppose now, as we let you go, everybody just sits by their phones and waits for the inevitable Jarman roast invite.
Well, now we've actually got a bit of time on our hands through September. We might actually, and unfortunately, Gazer Jars on the weekend didn't get the result either. So, you know, we might all have a commiseration dinner together.
But our boys, Art Drossen, got up.
Mate, the Roo boys, I wish I could get back for it. So it's Sunday week against Parkville and Maitland. It's going to be a massive game. And second time in about 12 years we've been in finals. So the town's alive.
And what a shame you can't go home with $1 million check.
I put it towards the footy club.
Absolutely.
You two haven't talked turf talk.
Yeah. Well,
what's happened with that?
Well, it's a non-growing period, isn't it?
It's not quite lawn season yet.
No. Don't you know? We do an official opening of lawn season.
Where's Tomo? I thought Tomo's in your group.
Even Tomo knows. His source knows. No one's touching their grass at the moment. It's growing so slow.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, you don't even bother.
Yeah, leave it. Just do the edges.
We're going to wait for the sun, a little bit of sun to come through, and then we're starting to get excited, Louis.
See, the beautiful part with the Crows not going deep into September is we can all catch up and get ourselves aerate our lawns and aerate our issues.
We've got about 3 to 4 weeks before we start getting really excited with the lawn season.
All right, mate. Prepare well. Thanks for everything this season, mate. And we'll talk soon.
Thanks very much, boys. I'll catch you soon.
Big well, Sammy mate. Jacobs. I'll tell you what. The roast, is it on?
It will be. Big sauce. Don't hold your breath.
I'm holding my breath.
It's the Rush Hour with Charles and Louis at Triple M.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because our Warren... Gary Treadgrave.
I'm sorry, I've got a good tan.
Yeah, the former Port Premiership skipper joins us on the phone today. Tread's got a little one who's sick, but I'll tell you who else is sick, and that's your footy club out the back door.
Yeah, not good. Not good, 11-4, I think. I've done some sums, boys. The only team in the last 13 years, and I lost count after that. I got bored because unlucky number is 13, to go from 11-4 to miss the finals. The only other one doing that is Essendon, but they got done for drugs. So it's fair to say Port Adelaide have only got themselves to blame, and I think they need a deep-seated review to look at their footy club and work out where they've gone right and wrong over the last 48 hours in terms of footy, but longer than that last couple of years.
So, Trudes, where do they look? We know that Kenny is safe. Koshy has said as much, and given what the AFL says, there's no payout coming and no one's blaming the coach entirely for what has been the fallout here. But is it game plan? Is it personnel? Is it lack of development of personnel? Is it mental fragility? Where are we going to head? Can we put some little headings on these areas of review that you think?
Well, I think we can. And I'm looking back and doing a bit of a piece for the paper this week. But a little piece of a what of it is, boys, is the two coaches that are last under pump, Collingwood, Richmond.
Yep.
All right, one was contracted, one wasn't. So Hardwick still had 2 years. The club backed him at the start of that year. They missed the finals. They all said he couldn't coach. Then they went through to a Ernest & Young review, and all of a sudden they identified a number of things, leadership and management of the club, the culture of the place, the coaching. And in that, they come out and say the coach isn't be on end all. And I'm certainly not Ken off the hook here because he is the main man. And when you're senior coach, you make a lot of decisions. Training and preparation comes into it. Game plan certainly comes into it. And I think there's a little piece of that with Port Adelaide. How you can go from being third in attack and fourth in defence ranking, right? And Adelaide,
contested,
I think, was one or two last
forward
year.
Half and everything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, all that scoring from clearance.
Yep.
They've fallen off the face of the earth in that area.
Mm.
And particularly in the last 6 or 8 weeks. So you've got to ask what's gone wrong. You can't blame injuries the last 6 or 8 weeks because that's been a mental bit. You can't be playing for top and heading for Perth. You're playing Fremantle. We saw what happened to Fremantle on the weekend. This was a Fremantle team that they lost to by, I think, 9 points by memory without their best ruckman in Sandlands, without their best player, and arguably the best player in the comp at that time in Fife. So I think it is deeper than that. I think a lot of it has to do with the mental processes, the players, and what they can deal with. Also, too, don't have a game style that you're trying to play high possession, good kicking skills when your players aren't good enough. And
they're
I think it's a really big challenge for Port. I think they need to put the people around Ken and to understand that and explain it a little bit to the footy people. If Ken didn't get extended and he chose to try and go to the Gold Coast, like we believe might have happened last year, we don't know, he would have had a one-year contract. He wouldn't have had a job right now, let's face it. He wouldn't be extended. But this time last year, I thought a two-year extension was probably warranted. He'd made improvements. He'd certainly got good people around him, and things were looking up. And up until 6 weeks ago, Port fans would sit there and go, geez, we're going a long way, and they probably got on the lip a bit too early to the Adelaide fans, particularly in this town. But from that moment forward, you sit there and go, where are we going to go to? And from Port's perspective, I think they need to put experienced heads like they did at Richmond around Hardwick, like they did at Collingwood around Buckley, bringing in some experienced heads because we know Matty Nick's one of the most experienced is leaving.
So why is Matty Nick's leaving? Why is Matty Nick's leaving knowing that he's got great credentials, he's highly respected, he's highly regarded in the industry, and you're letting a good man go?
Well, the problem is he's also got to further himself. He's been at Port for 7 years and he wants to be a senior coach and you're not going to do it off one job. That's my opinion, and that's what I hear as well.
Mm-hmm.
Also, too, I think he gets paid pretty well, and there's a bit of a tightness in the salary the footy department spend. And for Port fans who go, that's a cop-out, well, at the end of the day, the board has backed the coach, so you're going to have to live with that decision, and you're going to have to put the best people around him, because I'm hearing Ken's close to $1 million, if not maybe a little bit over a year. That's what coaches get.
Yeah.
So for 3 years, boys, $3 million. You know there's 11, I think it's about $11 million for your soft cap each year to run players, coaches, the whole lot payment. You take $1 million out, you still got to leave Ken's payment in and then reappoint him. So for fans who want to sack the coach, I don't think it's as simple as that. I think at times in games, he's made moves. He's strategically not one of those coaches that sets his process. He does change things up a bit. But I think also, too, how you can have so much of your game style right last year, they need to go back forensically. And I think maybe even bring in someone in the past, a good, wise old football head, just to sit there and have some fresh eyes look at it and go, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?
A message for the Port fans, because they'll be absolutely gutted, and they would have been all set for what was going to be hopefully a very, very good September. Now have to sit back and wait another entire summer and just accept the fate that the footy club hasn't delivered on its promise again.
The only thing is, Louis, and I'm a Port fan, and I still have my club, but we get to analyse them every second, and it's no different to sitting in the outer at Adelaide Oval. You've got to suck it up. And what doesn't break you has got to make you stronger. And I think the big one going forward is the players, the mental state. The mental state are willing to hang in there, because you can't lead more games than anyone in the comp and lose them. And that's where they're at right now. And it's part of the Richmond bit, and I've written a couple of notes before I've come on. But the mental strength was the preparation. And really, the HHH fund, hardship, highlight and hero. They saw them, really pour themselves out to teammates, building connections.
Well, might be time for the two Bs, buses and blindfolds.
That worked well.
And throw in a camp. The old BBC, Treads.
I reckon it's even old school, Louis.
It's an old school
200 kilo log and say, boys, carry that one to Alice Springs.
Yeah, we'll see you in 25Ks.
Not hard.
Yeah, exactly. All right, mate. Thank you very much for your time and your insight. We'll talk to you very soon.
Done, boys. See you then.
There he is. Oren Gary Trudrow from Port Premiership Skipper on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis for Diablo Power Tool Accessories. Lead, never follow. DiabloTools.com.au.
Treaders coming up soon. Warren Treadray on the way with the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
Time to dream big, Jars. The future's on its way. And Adelaide are being eyed off by Uber, nonetheless, as being a Jetson-type community here in Adelaide. Remember this?
Oh, I love this show. Okay.
And Blair Belch is going into the house.
That was DJ.
So this is crazy. I mean, Uber Elevate, it's known as.
Yeah.
It's all right. And they are looking at Adelaide to become the third city in the world to trial the scheme. It's really underway. Dubai are really into it at the moment. Yeah. And it's pilotless drones. They're already operating over there. And the idea is to give us on-demand aviation.
Yeah.
On-demand aviation. Urban aviation ride sharing. Taken to the skies. We're sitting here at level 13.
Right.
We could see unmanned, unpiloted drones just cruising
just going past.
And you give us a big thumbs up. So just on the way to Adelaide Oval.
So we could, if our building here had a helipad, we could just go, right, can we just ring up, mate, can you pick up the two of us? We want to go to Henley Square.
On-demand aviation, my friend.
Off we go.
Think how Uber works now on the ground. Just
think
picture it up upstairs in
the
air. It is crazy stuff and what it can do from giving back time lost, stuck in traffic, congestion, all of these things. And obviously, take yourself into just another stratosphere when it becomes
exciting
energy and use of everything else. Mm. It's crazy stuff. It's everything that was promised so many years ago, yet we've not been able to get close to it. He's back to the future. It's Marty.
So we're getting
and
ready.
Doc.
We're getting ready. Yeah, it is
on the hoverboard. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, it is.
Because we're going to run out of oil at some stage.
And we don't need the DeLorean. We're in drones.
We're in drones.
It
drones
is
of the future.
It is just
wow.
Imagine. I mean, you're cruising into Adelaide. I mean, you're probably one of those guys that still likes to ride his bike. You look up.
Yeah.
There's me and Murph.
Yeah.
Ride sharing.
Yeah.
I don't know
and
why.
I'm on the Treadley.
But we're on our way out to Henley.
And there's no vehicles on the road anymore.
Well, there's probably just a few, but
just,
not a lot.
Yeah.
Just taken to the skies.
Wow.
You know?
Everything's going to be in the sky, isn't it? Restaurants. The whole lot.
Well, they already are if you count tall buildings.
You're not level thing. They reckon it costs about $300,000.
For a drone.
For a drone.
Yeah.
And they've pre-ordered 100 already. It's been hundreds have already been pre-ordered.
Well, Uber said is the next big thing. We're being conservative, as Adelaide as always is. You've got to be careful with these things because you don't want to be a guinea pig when it comes to technology, I don't think. We're still probably just scratching our heads a little bit with Elon Musk and what he's
got
promised, delivered, and now doing as a side gig. So you want to make sure that if it is being rolled out, we can roll it out in the best way possible and the safest way possible. Because the initial run is it will have pilots, these drones.
They will.
Yeah, which is really cool to think that I'm going to go, I'll catch you in town, but I'm going there via the air.
Yeah, I'll see you shortly.
And I don't have to go to Adelaide Airport.
No.
And I don't have to have billions of dollars and have my own helicopter.
Because they'll all be just all over the place.
They are simply like what taxi cabs are.
Yeah. And how high will they be able to go?
Oh, well, considering I wasn't in there on the briefing with Uber, and I'm not a
shareholder. We've got other airspace to share.
Yeah, well, my guess is...
Your gut feel then.
We can't get into the airspace of the big Boeings that are coming into town.
No,
I think we're operating somewhere under skyline level. So whatever peak level is, which is the no-fly zone on this drop.
I just get nervous about all those cranes sitting around the top of the buildings. That's what worries me.
It's called technology, mate, and I think you can just punch in your course, and these things have sort of crash avoidance, which you can actually get in your car at the moment. Right, so I reckon these things will be built in with the ability. Put it this way, mate.
What would happen if the battery ran out?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The advancement in battery life has been amazing.
Okay.
So what you're going to have to do is, once it's done a few jobs, it's going to have to clock off and go for a little recharge.
Then come back.
Yeah. So it might be on top of one of the hotels.
Adelaide Oval.
Just park them. Or on top of the RA down there.
Yeah. RA,
And you just see, what's that up there? Well, that right there is a battery recharging station, my friend. So it's
exciting.
It's next
within 5 years.
Level. Yeah.
You're saying within 5 years?
Well, not me. I'm passing on the information.
No, because I want to maybe invest in one, that's all.
Oh, shit, mate.
How much money you got?
Uber, all right? For the last time I checked, there's no capital call from Uber of late. Least of all, when it said, with our drone production for Adelaide, geez, wouldn't it be great to get Andrew Jarman on as the face of Uber Elevate? The only bloke Uber are running with? Eddie Betts, because he elevates.